Sleep now. Sleep now. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Sleep now. Sleep now. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and listen. You are safe. You can let go. You can let everything go. All cares. All worries. You can just let go. Just let go for a while. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Bright, warm, and peaceful. Whenever you hear me say bright, warm, and peaceful. Every time you hear me say bright, warm, and peaceful. You will find yourself falling deeper. Whenever you hear me say bright, warm, and peaceful. You will find yourself falling. Falling rapidly. Falling deeply. Falling. Sinking. Falling into deep trance now. Whenever you hear me say bright, warm, and peaceful. You feel yourself falling. Falling back into trance now. Just relax. Just relax and let it happen. Let go of your expectations. There is no place for expectations here. You have to let go. Let go of everything. Just close your eyes and listen. Trance is so easy. You just have to relax and let it happen. Trance is so easy. It will just happen. Just let it happen. Just let it happen. Relax. You are safe. You can let go. Just relax. You can just let go. Just let go for a while. It is time to let go. Just relax and close your eyes. There is only here. There is only right now. There is only this. Only this. Just the sound of my voice. Nothing exists except for my voice. Right here, right now. There is only here, there is only now. There is only the sound of my voice. My voice makes you feel bright, warm, and peaceful. Just drift away. Just drift deeper. Drifting deeper. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. With every breath you fall twice as deep as you were a moment ago. With every breath you fall twice as deep as you were a moment ago. Feeling bright, warm, and peaceful. So bright, warm, and peaceful. You feel so bright, warm, and peaceful. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. Feeling bright, warm, and peaceful. Feeling bright, warm, and peaceful. Feeling yourself falling deeper. Rapidly deeper. Deeper. Even deeper still. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. Falling deeper. Twice as deep as you were just a moment ago. Feeling so bright, warm, and peaceful. Bright. Warm. And peaceful. Bright. Warm. And peaceful. You feel yourself falling deeper. Drifting deeper. Twice as deep as you were just a moment ago. Now take another deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. So deep. twice as deep as you were just a moment ago. Bright, warm, and peaceful. Deeper than you have ever been before. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. And release. Twice as deep now as you have ever been before. Twice as deep as ever before. You feel wonderful. You feel so pleased with yourself. Pleased with yourself for falling so deeply. You feel bright, warm, and peaceful, allowing the sound of my voice to relax you deeper, so much deeper into trance with every word, sinking deeper and deeper down, relaxing so easily, feeling the heaviness of your arms and legs, the heaviness of your breasts and entire body pulling you downwards, into the bed. You love being hypnotized by the sound of my voice. You love relaxing as you sink deeper into trance, listening to the sound of my voice. Holding on to that positive emotion of love and enjoyment. It's such a wonderful feeling to be in love. It's important to really understand the feeling of love, to really enjoy this positive experience of love, and to maintain this sense of love throughout this file, to love what is currently happening. You love being hypnotized so much, and you are excited, because you know that I'm taking you where you want to go. You can desire to be a wife. You know that you desire to be a wife. You can accept this truth. You can finally accept and embrace this desire of yours, that your deepest heart's desire is to fall in love with a man and to get married to him and to be his wife. And just like so many women, you can enjoy imagining your wedding ceremony. You can enjoy looking through bridal and wedding magazines. Even as a little girl, you were always so interested in imagining your future wedding. Weddings have been such a central theme in your life, and you love the idea of becoming a wife so much, meeting a wonderful man, an uncommon man, a special man, someone who you could truly love. It's so pleasing to imagine yourself as a bride. Every once in a while you just have to think about wedding gowns, the perfect veil, the perfect wedding hairstyle, perfect makeup, perfect nails, the perfect wedding day, the perfect you. You are so fond of weddings. You can't wait to be a bride. We are going to explore your desire to become a stunning and beautiful bride. We are going to explore the qualities you desire in a husband. Imagine your future husband. He can have all the characteristics you desire and appreciate in a man. He is the perfect husband for you to have. If you prefer European men, then he can be European. If you like men with accents, then your husband can have a lovely accent. If you want him to be a musician, then that's what he'll be. If you want him to have certain masculine traits, then it will be so. If you want your husband to have feminine qualities, then it will be so. It is your job to imagine every quality you desire in a husband. If you want him to be your soulmate, then imagine him in that way. You are not bound by thoughts of what you would tolerate if you had to, or what the average man might be like. The average man is not suitable as a husband for you. You understand that your husband is however you decide he should be. He's the perfect man for you. So uncommon, such a diamond in the rough. You're so lucky to have found him. Develop an image in your mind of the perfect husband in the perfect tuxedo, as if your wishes were bringing him to you. Imagine that the weather outside is your favorite type of weather. The location of the wedding ceremony is beautifully decorated, and you are standing at the altar right beside your handsome fiancé. It is practically heaven, because it is so completely perfect the way you imagine it. This is about what you wish for with all of your heart. What you look forward to happening with joyful expectation is happening now as you imagine your wedding. On this wedding day, that is so exactly the way you always dreamed it would be. With perfect happiness and excitement at your wedding ceremony, you are so filled with love and satisfaction. You are so happy being the center of attention. Everyone is being so friendly and commenting on how beautiful you look in your dress. You have waited so long, and now a new life is about to begin with your husband. There is joy for the new life you are beginning, and you are at home in your own body and really present in every moment. Your feelings flow naturally through you, welcoming this wonderful feeling of intense love that you feel for your husband, and so accepting of all the love around you, so in love with the people who have come to support you. They love you so much and just want you to be happy, and the way they seem to be all thoroughly enjoying themselves. Any bad feelings between certain friends have disappeared. They smile at each other happily. Everyone knows that this day is for you, and you love them so much for taking the time to come to the ceremony. You appreciate them so much that you might even get a little teary-eyed, and you're so in love with the idea of uniting in a sacred bond with your husband. This uncommon man, unlike any other you've ever encountered, he's a man that is so grounded and confident and warm and so easy to love, so funny and friendly with every one of your friends, with his sparkly eyes, the easy physical strength that permeates his body, and that smile of his, that magnetic smile of his, that smile reminds you that he's madly in love with you, that you are at the center of each other's emotional world, united together in marriage. You can imagine the bliss of being united in marriage to this man, this wonderful man with the ring in his pocket, this man who loves you in truth, unlike any other love you have ever known. No other couple has ever been more in love. You can hardly imagine that any other woman has ever loved someone as much as you love your husband. He's such an uncommon man. It's like you were destined to find this husband. Everything works. Everything clicks when you're together. It's like you've always been married. Even before he proposed, even before you had met him, you were somehow connected. You can realize that he is the only man for you, and that it would be such a blessing to become his wife. You fit so perfectly together in all areas of life. You feel so appreciated and sexy and safe when you are with him, your husband that loves you, looking so handsome, so thankful that he is with you. The love is eternal. It transcends even the concept of time. This man that completes you in ways that you can feel deep in your heart and soul, from your head to your toes. In every portion of your being you feel love for your husband. He's so fascinating. He challenges you. He loves to play and to have fun with you all the time. He helps you develop your own identity. He always manages to surprise you with how wonderful he is. You love your husband so truly. You are a wife. You enjoy thinking of yourself as his wife. You are so completely his wife. You truly love thinking of him as your husband. You love his masculinity. You love the diamond ring and the wedding band. You love all that they symbolize. You love him as a person. You even love his flaws. You know you are the woman that he has always dreamed of marrying. He treats you as both a lover and a friend. And you talk so easily with him about everything you're thinking. There isn't any need for secrets. It's so easy to just be open and laugh and have an enjoyable time with him. This uncommon man, this man who has given his heart to you completely. You are one, united in marriage. It is such a strange thing to do, and to commit to someone forever in such a way. Such a strange thing to do, and yet you feel so inspired to do just that. So oddly exciting, and so enjoyable to be so happy and in love. You are happy. You are excited. That's right. You want to be married to a man like him. You can plan all the aspects of your wedding day. You can enjoy being actively involved in all of the planning. Planning your wedding is an enjoyable hobby. From the bridesmaids' gowns, to the flowers, to the placemats, to the caterer, to the physical location. It's not for anyone else to decide what it will be like. If a woman in a magazine says a certain style is best, that doesn't mean it's right for you. You are the bride and you get to choose everything. Whatever style of wedding you want to create, you appreciate the florist's skill with the flowers. You really are thankful and appreciative of the photographer's skill with the camera, and especially grateful to the woman who tailored your gown. Everyone who has helped make the wedding such a smashing success, even the most outrageously expensive part of the wedding is more than worth it, because it makes you happy. Whenever you have a free second, you like to go over your wedding plans or read through the latest wedding magazine for ideas. If you want a small, easy wedding, that's great. If you want a big wedding in a mansion, or on the beach in the Bahamas, or in a favorite church setting, it is completely up to you to decide how the wedding will go. And you can ask for your husband's input, and for the input of friends and family, and take their advice into consideration. But you are the final determiner of how the wedding will go. And designing every detail is really something you can feel joy doing in your daydreams, or when you're just standing in line somewhere. You can think about your wedding. You will daydream about your wedding. During your day-to-day life, you will often start imagining your perfect wedding, and it will always make you so instantly warm and happy to imagine your wedding day. You can be as creative about it as you like. You can think about a white dress, or even a red dress, or a black dress, any color at all. Anything is allowed. You can imagine the qualities of your husband. What parts of him do you like best? Is it his warmth, his sense of humor, his confidence in himself, Or is it also his softer qualities, his way of getting what you're saying, his romantic charm, his sense of humor, the way he just looks so handsome all the time? This man with his perfect smile and that easy twinkle in his eye, you swear it's like he's looking right into your heart sometimes, and you love the way that makes you feel. You love it when he grabs hold of you and kisses you so suddenly, his lips against your own. You feel so safe and complete and feminine and recognized. You love the whole package, the way everything just comes together in the form of your husband, this man you absolutely adore. You love planning your wedding, you love investigating all the options, and then choosing what's best. You feel a desire to imagine your wedding. It is something you truly love to do. In what season, in what month, on what day of the week you want for your wedding to fall. At what location will you have the ceremony, and at what time of the day? And then where will the reception be held? You'll want to decide on the right style of wedding gown and shoes, the right hairstyle and makeup and nails. Don't let anyone push you around. You get to decide what's best. What type of bouquet will you be holding? Will you be wearing a train and a veil? And what color should your wedding flowers be? White, yellow, pink, purple? Walk gracefully towards your future husband. Would you like a DJ or a band to come play? Will there be dancing afterwards? What sort of food will there be? Everything needs to be carefully decided by you. What will the invitations look like? How many people would you prefer to arrive? Will there be hundreds of people or just a few dozen? What kind of people will be there? And who will be chosen as the bridesmaids? Remember that if the wedding is a couple of years off, it's possible that some of your bridesmaids might not have come into your life yet. What type of people do you think of when you think of your bridesmaids? What kind of bridesmaids' gowns should they wear? Something beautiful, or something a little funny and ridiculous, or something they can wear more than once? It's your decision. They'll wear whatever you ask. Are you going to have a gift registry? What type of gifts will you definitely want on that list? What sort of wedding shower will your best friends throw for you? Would it be a total party that lasts well into the night, or a nice afternoon affair with a few of your girlfriends? What will your husband be wearing during the wedding? Will he be comfortable in a tuxedo? Will he be absolutely sexy in it, or dignified, or handsome, or dashing, or just completely silly looking? Will the photographer be taking natural photos, or putting you and your guests in poses? Will you look beautiful in every photo? How do you want the photographs to turn out? Do you want them to be glossy or matte? Imagine your favorite photographs of yourself and your husband at the wedding. Why are those particular photos your favorites? Imagine the other photos too, the photos of all of your family and friends, and all of the people that your husband invited to the wedding. The men of honor all looking so handsome, and photos of the bridesmaids looking lovely and happy. Did you sit for a formal bridal portrait before the wedding? The bridal portrait is great, because even if a woman is not so photogenic, she can end up with a set of incredibly gorgeous shots under professional lighting. Imagine the most beautiful professional pictures of you in your wedding gown, with professionally styled hair and makeup, a set of bridal portraits that capture and enhance all of your best qualities. When the wedding reception is over, will you head off to your honeymoon right away or sometime later? Where is the honeymoon going to be? Did you get there by plane? How many weeks should your honeymoon last? Making love with your husband. Imagine making love with your husband. Making love with your husband. Your husband. Such perfection. Such bliss. So special with your husband. And perhaps you imagine sunbathing on the beautiful beaches, dancing the night away with your husband, or just kicking it with him in a fun local cafe and talking, or reading a book with some tea or a coffee in a comfortable chair by the pool. Are you fondly remembering your wedding day? How absolutely wonderfully everything went. A perfect way to begin an entirely new life. You love the idea of the man proposing his love and devotion to you. You imagine being proposed to. Such a lovely thought. The man you love proposing to you. What could be sweeter than that? Only the wedding. Only the wedding itself. It makes you so happy. You feel so happy. Imagining being proposed to. Imagining your wedding. Imagining your life with your husband. You wonderful husband. Soon it will be time to wake. You will feel very peaceful and relaxed. So glad to be alive. So happy. So glad to be alive. You will remember to think about your wedding. You will remember to imagine your wedding. You will remember to imagine being so in love. Now it is time. Time to awake. Awake. Awake, sweetheart. Awake. Awake.